American, and where so many big companies have come from in small beginnings, and people wish that all the time. Well, the emphasis on the call the last probably month now, every Monday, which this is one of the best recruiting calls I get on, and I'm now plugging people into this call so they can hear the energy, the excitement, what's going on. But so I won't lose my point, is that people want to be in the right place at the right time. Well, the last month or so plus, you know, if you haven't figured out that you're in the right place at the right time, then something is seriously wrong. You know, there's a challenge, though. You can be in the right place. You can be in the right time. But if you don't do number three, take the right action, you know, then nothing is going to happen for you. And that's the reason why Marie and I are sending out texts. You know, this last week what I was focusing on with the team, individuals, they got a text from me, and this is just part of the text. Have you heard the quote, a goal without a plan is just a wish? If your offline support, if Marie and I don't know your goals or your why, we need to. Your dreams and goals and why are the fuel to your success. So I went on to finish the text to send it out to a bunch of people. I'm sending it out to a bunch more people this week, because if people don't have a goal, if you don't have a why, anything like that, if you don't have a dream, you don't have a vision, then you're seriously flawed. You're going to let binging on television, you're going to let neighbors or family or friends or shiny objects, you know, stop you from, you know, moving forward in life. And it's very clear that you have to have specific, you know, goals and objectives. You know, we recently just dropped our son off to the dorm in Cal Berkeley. And one of the books, I didn't even know Marie had done this. She was helping them unpack stuff for the, you know, for his room and stuff. And guess what one of the three books was? It was Think and Grow Rich. I should have actually took a picture of it, but, you know, it's just weird, Tyler, you talk about that. That was the first book that lit me up over 30 years ago getting involved with this industry. A multimillionaire said, this is a book you need to read. This is a book you need to study. This is a book you need to go back multiple times, and it'll help create a financial fence around your home that nothing will penetrate. And he talks about all the wonderful things that you need. And when you look for a company, you look for a vehicle that can get you from point A to point B, guys, they're proving it day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, that P2S Travel is the company. You know, we're still a small company, even though 8,000 people have recently come into the group here just in the last 90 days. We're still a tiny company, but over the next 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be thousands, tens of thousands of people. And all you have to do is get together with the key leader. It doesn't necessarily mean the person that found you or brought you into the business. It could be somebody above that's serious about success that can show you the simple things we need to do. I would get this recording. Todd talked about some new scripts and scripts that he's using. You can listen to the recording by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, the latest. Write those down. Contact him on Facebook. Get a copy of those. Marie and I have tons of them as well. And you need to daily just get that information out. We're looking for leaders right now. That's the reason I'm looking for the people that have vision, that have dreams, that have goals. And if they don't, well, we're going to help them establish that and then put a game plan together. That's where our game plan this week is identifying them. But at the same time, we're putting our feelers out there on Facebook. We're putting our feelers, our points out in the marketplace, our feelers, you know, to even the parents of the Berkeley, other baseball players and people we're running into. You know, Marie and I, we're traveling with Aaron. We stay at the Marriott. Why? Because our company, P2S Travel, allows you to, if you choose to become a travel agent. And what did Marie and I do? Well, we turned off the television and over a week or two studied the travel stuff, took the test. Both of us are certified, went through the Marriott training, and now are certified with the Marriott people. So now, you know, instead of paying $129 or $199, we're averaging about $61 every time we stay. And guys, it's been about 15 different hotels that we've stayed at. There's not one time we haven't been able to do it. I'm sure there'll be a time that the place is full or, you know, they're having a convention, and we will run into that at some point in time in the future. But up to now, we were about 15 for 15, and that's there for you. So if you want to travel, there's no excuses. It's simply plugging in, having a vision, putting your goals down, and say, hey, I'm going to do that. So the month of August, I'm going to finish that, and then I'm going to follow the steps to success to get my travel credentials, and then do the Marriott test. And then there's a cruise. That's the next thing we're going to work on, where you can get a free cruise to Princess Cruise. Guys, we have everything a person needs. The biggest bugaboo in this industry is you. It's the you factor. You deciding that you can or you can't. You know, I was with my grandson a few days back, and we were talking about something I can't remember. And he said, Papa, I don't know if I can do this. And I said, well, you can or you can't. It depends on what your thought. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. Now, can you actually do this? And he said, I can do that. In other words, I was just teaching him, it's a mindset. Whatever you feel it is, no matter how difficult you may think it is, and this company is easy comparative to other companies that are out there, the biggest thing is you and you talking to people and getting rejected, getting the no's. And again, I know that's tough. It's tough for me. When we know we have gold in their heels, people, I still get, you know, frustrated. But the key thing that I've learned many years ago, decades ago, is that everybody gets frustrated. Successful people get frustrated. Unsuccessful people get frustrated. Negative people get frustrated. But the thing that I've learned is the successful people get over it quicker than the unsuccessful people. So if I talk to somebody, and we're talking to lots of people, guys, we've got emails going out, lots of ways that we're going to be working with our team and giving them ideas to increase sales, but that means we're getting more no's that are out there. And I just get over it, you know, literally after a minute, boom, I'm done, next. And some people out there, they'll run into a no, or the guy won't show up at the presentation, or they won't follow back up with you, or any of the things that are negative that happen, which are many, and you're not available for 2 or 3 weeks because of that. Don't let some idiot or some person that just, you know, their life is not, I shouldn't say the word idiot, or if their life is not ready for success or a change or, you know, moving in another direction, don't let that stop you, because that's part and parcel for our business. It's part and parcel for being a realtor. It's part and parcel for anything and everything out there. There's successful people and there's unsuccessful people. And the successful people understand they're going to go through it. But the thing that gets them through is their fuel. And that fuel is the dreams you have, the vision you have, the goals that you've set, and then the plan of action that you have in place to take it to the next level. So in closing, if you don't have a big enough vision to get you where you need to go and you're not moving as fast as you could or should, then reevaluate your vision. It's not big enough. It's not strong enough. Reevaluate your goal, your why. It's not big enough. It's not strong enough to cause you to fight for it, to go through a mountain for it, to do all the things that you have to do to get it done. You have got to create that bigger vision, that why, that dream. And then once you do that, get a simple plan of action. And it's as simple as sharing product. It's easy to share product. Todd gave you a ton of examples tonight. Share the opportunity. It's easy to share the opportunity. Work on you. Get better at taking the negative, and you'll get better as you continue to move. The 10th person you talk to, it's going to be easier than the first person. The 25th person you talk to, it's going to be easier than the 12th person that you talk to. It gets easier if you are putting in the time and the effort. Aaron hits better today in baseball than he did when he started. And the only reason is he put in the time. He got the coaches. He spent others were watching cartoons and doing other things that are not advanced in them, he put in extra time, just like any of the other successful baseball players at Cal or Pac-12 or SEC or any of the big schools that are out there. Those are the ones who put in the extra time and got the correct coaching, not doing it on their own. If you do that, ladies and gentlemen, for that plan of action, learn that, realize that you are the only factor that is going to cause a challenge in this equation, because it doesn't matter what Mary thinks, it doesn't matter what your brother-in-law thinks, you can create success with this company, and it's here. Get excited about it. Plug people into this call, even recruits. I'm telling you, they're going to want to be a part of the energy, the excitement, the noise that's happening across the country and across the world. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you guys. We thank you guys for being here this evening. Incredible company, incredible call. You guys are all amazing. Shout out to my buddy Fred in Fresno, Rico and Nori, for reaching one star. Guys, we've been banging the phones and finding people. He found one that is actually marrying a good friend of mine that we've worked with for years. And both of them have just came on board, and now that moved him to one star, and there's literally hundreds of one stars and two stars and above coming into our team every single month. And it's exciting, and it's happening for other people. Again, I just shout out to Danny Seguinal and Bryce Mauville. It's just amazing, guys. Again, the story to those guys, Todd told you earlier. But if Maria and I, if we had not kept pressing, if we'd have said, oh, forget about that Danny guy, forget about that Bryce guy, those guys are jumping from company to company, they're not focused, they're not in this business. If we would have had that spirit, I'm telling you, they brought the biggest leg in this company I've ever seen, and it's because of all of that that makes it happen. I've turned them over to Dave and Todd. They saw the bigger vision, and something clicked, and now you couldn't stop it if you wanted to. So you can do that. They're out there. Turn over the rock. Follow the system. Get motivated. Draw a line in the sand, and God bless you guys. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you on the beaches.